We're going to do the talking smack right now. I know that I usually do it Fridays, but I put up a lot of episodes yesterday and I just got exhausted, but we're making it do what it do right now today. So won't keep this too long, but let's get to it. I was initially going to shoehorn in another topic in this, but I think I'll just keep it to this particular article I'm going to read and then sort of talk about it and then end the episode. So let's get to it. All right. So this article is titled American Privilege. And this encapsulates how I feel about the MIC resistance, how I feel about neoliberals, how I feel about the managerial professional class left that that like Crystal Ball says, she's like a saint. It's like her, like it's Kyle Kalinske. It's like the Mount Rushmore of progressives is this, in my opinion. This is the Mount Rushmore of progressives if I had my way and Dan Scotland was president of the U.S. I would, in terms of pundits, the Mount Rushmore of pundits, it would be Matt Taibbi. It would be, who else? It'd be Matt Taibbi. It would be Kyle Kalinske of Secular Talk. And then it would be Crystal Ball. Like, that would be the Mount Rushmore of progressives. They're always speaking the truth. They always speak their mind. And they don't kowtow to an agenda. And they don't tell you how to think. That's what I like. They present to you the facts. And then they let you decide what's best to think. I'm not going to trash the people I think are preachy or the people I think that are like gatekeepers, but I see a lot of that on the left, and it turns me off so much. It's like when people it's like when people tell you how to think and people tell you, oh, this is the correct way to be a progressive. Calm your tone down. Don't be so annoyed. Don't be so angry. Stop yelling. Why is Bernie yelling? Well, if you're not ticked off about the injustices of our society, about the fact that 500,000 people a year go bankrupt because of medical bills, or 30,000 people a year die in this country because they don't have access to healthcare, and 57% of people don't have $400 for a financial emergency or rainy day. If that's not pissing you off, you're privileged and you're inoculated from these things, and you just want enough progress, like Crystal Ball says, to keep the pitchforks at bay, but not enough to threaten your actual status. Again, this is what I speak of when I speak of the managerial professional class that favors certain candidates over Bernie, because, you know, they make over six figures, or they make close to it. They're set to inherit several thousand, or whatever, however many thousand it takes to have a down payment in most major urban areas to get a house. They're set to inherit that, and they can give two craps about, you know, everyone else. You have just finished listening to the trailer of our weekly Patreon-only Talking Smack. To get the full episode and get a backlog of our additional Talking Smack episodes, please become a Patreon at just $1 a month. Joining gets you access to our latest episodes as they drop, as well as some of our bonus perks, like live streams and additional bonus episodes and content. You can do this by going to www.patreon.com/ICSativa podcast and click the Become a Patreon button. Peace out and ciao.